Now this is the...
That's the from the original. We had that. It's in Austin.
It's in Austin,
and that's taken from it. Here's who you see in the presence of the witness. They evidently didn't know who this one was, his last name, but then Judge Antonio Nixon. See, the citizens, George Antonio Nixon, specially commissioned by the Supreme Governor of the state of Coahuila, you see, in Texas, by the repartition and petition of possession of land, preparation of titles and ownership. Now, it's not all translated, but this is just what this means, whereas Mark has been recognized as a colonist of the colonization company organized by David with the Supreme Governor of State on the 22nd, 1926. His family. Martin, having newly established, he is married and the family is composed of six persons and having fulfilled all the prerequisites.
Oh, it would be 1826.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it should have been, 1826. Therefore, by virtue of the above mentioned law and instructions given to me, in the name of the state, I hereby grant, confer, and give possession, real and personal, of the parcel of land to the referred Martin, located north of the road of Bejas. Now, that maybe should have been Tejas, I don't know, whose limits are marked on the map. And notice, it's all in there. See, this is just compacted out of it, given the... See, that within your year, landmarks of lime and rocks must be erected at each corner of the land. That was the way it was marked. The land must be platted and cultivated in accordance with the position of the law, and so forth and so on, in virtue of the privilege given me to law itself.
Now, Martin was your...
Great, great grandfather.
On which side of your family?
My mother. My mother was a...
So your great-great-grandfather... Mm-hmm. Was a land grant from
Mexico.
To what area of land would that be?
And it was in the northeastern part of this county and part of Smith County. Of course, there were no counties, you understand, then, but I mean it was in that area.
To northeast Anderson County?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In 1826.
Six. Mm-hmm.
So they've been here for some time.
This says executed in the borough of Nacogdoches the 3rd of January, 1835, which I signed. These are the Mexicans that signed it, you see. This was executed evidently then, you see.
Oh, so this was done in Nacogdoches?
Yeah, you see, Nacogdoches was the only town in this part of the state at all. There was only Nacogdoches and San Antonio. Well, Goliad. No. Yes, Goliad and... Well, San Jacinto was no town. That's where the Battle of San Jacinto was fought.
Nacogdoches was there that long.
Oh, yes. You see, Nacogdoches was one. Nacogdoches in San Augustine, Texas. San Augustine is really the oldest town in the state of Texas. And Nacogdoches was one of the oldest. And that was an old Spanish trail that came from Mississippi and Alabama down to the Mexican border. You see, they were on the old Spanish trail.
Well, tell me about, so your family, your mother's family, was here since then.
Now, this is from a man in College Park, Maryland, that wrote to us. He is a and he wrote and wanted to, let me see if this is one I'm thinking about. Oh, no, this is a relative of College Park, Georgia. No, this is a relative of ours. Who was, he was a commandant. What was that? Was that a military school in College Park, Georgia? Well, that's what this is. I thought we had another letter from a man in Virginia wanting to trace our genealogy back for so many hundreds of dollars, and we just didn't. But this is, Palestine must have changed a great deal in the last 50 years since I was there. At one time, it was filled with in their connections. I'm a little... tired now, so we'll have to
good
stop.
Season.
With love to you and your family. Goodbye, honey. Goodbye. Yes, this is Hensley, and he was